Track 2. Unit 1. Family life.
Page 8. Getting started.
Household chores. Activity 1. Listen and read.
Hello, Min.
Hi, Nam. How are you? I'm going to play football at our school's sports field with a few friends this evening. Are you free to join us?
I'd love to, but I'm afraid I can't. I'm preparing dinner.
Really? Doesn't your mum cook?
Oh, yes. My mum usually does the cooking, but she's working late today.
How about your sister, Lan? Does she help with the housework?
Yes. She often helps with the cooking, but she can't help today. She's studying for her exams.
I see. I never do the cooking. It's my mother's job.
Really? So how do you divide the household chores in your family?
Mum is the homemaker, so she does the chores. My dad is the breadwinner. He earns money. And we, the kids, study.
Well, in my family, we divide the housework equally. Mum usually cooks and shops for groceries. Dad cleans the house and does the heavy lifting.
What about you and your sister?
My sister does the laundry. I do the washing up and put out the rubbish. We also help with the cooking when our mum is busy.
That sounds fair. Anyway, I have to go now. See you later.
Bye. Have fun.
Track 3. Unit 1. Family life.
Page 9. Language. Pronunciation. Brr, cur, and trr. Activity 1. Listen and repeat. Pay attention to the consonant blends. Brr, cur, and trr.
Brr. Breadwinner. Breakfast. Brown. Crur. Crash. Crane. Cream. Truh. Track. Tree. Train.
Track 4. Unit 1. Family life.
Page 9. Language.
Pronunciation.
Brr, crr, and trr.
Activity 2. Listen to the sentences and circle the words you hear. 1.
I'm worried he's going to crash his car.
2.
The train is moving fast.
3.
I usually have bread for breakfast.
Track 5. Unit 1. Family life.
Page 12. Speaking.
Why shouldn't children do housework? Activity 2. Work in pairs. Complete the conversation between Anna, Num, and Min, using some ideas from 1. Then, listen to the conversation and check your answers.
Nam, why do you think children should do housework?
Because doing housework helps them develop life skills.
It's true. Life skills such as cooking, cleaning, or taking care of others are really necessary for kids when they grow up.
Yes, we should all have these basic life skills to be adults.
Now, Min, why do you think children shouldn't do housework?
I think kids are kids. They should be given plenty of playtime when they are young.
I don't agree with you. I'm afraid too much playtime isn't good for children.
Well, thank you both for sharing your ideas. They are very useful for my project.
Track 6. Unit 1. Family life.
Page 13. Listening.
Family support. Activity 2. Listen to the introduction to the talk show and check whether your answer to question 2 above is correct or not.
Welcome to our talk show. Tonight, our topic is family life. And our guest speaker is Lermin Hill. Hill is a 12th grader. He's just won a gold medal at the International Physics Olympiad. He'll tell us about his family life and how his family have helped him achieve success in his studies.
Track 7. Unit 1. Family Life.
Page 13.
Listening. Family Support. Activity 3. Listen to the talk show and decide whether the statements are true, T, or false, F.
Good evening. Well, I live with my parents and my brother, and I must say that all my achievements are the result of their support.
Do your parents help you with your studies?
My parents are farmers. They know little about physics, but they believe in me. They always listen to me and cheer me up whenever I have difficulties.
So they encourage you to try harder?
That's right. Their love and trust give me strength to carry on.
How about your brother?
My brother is my best friend. He shares his happy and sad moments with me and is always there for me when I need help.
You're so lucky to have a supportive family. Do you spend a lot of time together?
Yes. My parents have created some family routines so that every week we can spend some time together, although we're all very busy.
Family routines? Can you tell us more about that?
Well, family routines are...
Track 8. Unit 1. Family Life.
Page 13. Listening.
Family Support.
Activity 4. Listen again and complete each sentence with one word from the recording.
Good evening. Well, I live with my parents and my brother, and I must say that all my achievements are the result of their support.
Do your parents help you with your studies?
My parents are farmers. They know little about physics, but they believe in me. They always listen to me and cheer me up whenever I have difficulties.
So they encourage you to try harder?
That's right. Their love and trust give me strength to carry on.
How about your brother?
My brother is my best friend. He shares his happy and sad moments with me and is always there for me when I need help.
You're so lucky to have a supportive family. Do you spend a lot of time together?
Yes. My parents have created some family routines so that every week we can spend some time together, although we're all very busy.
Family routines? Can you tell us more about that?
Well, family routines are...
Track 9. Unit 1. Family Life.
Page 15. Communication and Culture. CLIL.
Everyday English. Expressing Opinions. Activity 1. Listen and complete the conversation with the expressions in the box. Then practice it in groups of 3.
Do you guys think that teenagers should do housework?
Yes, I strongly believe that teenagers, as well as other members of the family, should share the housework.
Do you mean everybody in the family has to help with the housework?
That's right. I have no doubt that doing household chores together helps build family bonds.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Teenagers should spend all their time studying instead of doing housework. They'll need good grades to get into top universities.
Track 10. Unit 1. Family Life.
Page 16. Looking Back.
Pronunciation.
Listen and write br, cr, or tr above the word that has the corresponding consonant blends. Then practice reading the sentences.
1.
I like ice cream, but my brother likes bread pudding.
2.
Tracy crashed her car into a tree and broke her leg.
3.
They often have crab soup for breakfast.
Track 11. Unit 2. Humans and the Environment.
Page 18. Getting started.
Go Green Club. Activity 1. Listen and read. What are you going to do this weekend, Num?
I'm going to attend the first meeting of my school's Go Green Club.
Really? Can you tell me about the club, please?
Well, it was set up by the youth union in my school. Its aim is to improve our environment and encourage people to adopt a greener lifestyle.
Sounds interesting. What's the first thing you are going to do?
We're going to clean up the school right after the ceremony.
Do you have any other planned events?
Not yet, but I think we'll organize more activities to raise local people's awareness of environmental issues.
I'm keen to reduce my carbon footprint, but I don't know what to do. Can I join the club?
Sure. The club welcomes all students in the area. I hope we'll be able to do a lot to protect our environment.
Great. Can you please give me the time and place of the club meeting?
Okay, I'll text you. See you then.
Track 12. Unit 2. Humans and the Environment.
Page 19. Language.
Pronunciation. Kl, pl, gr, and pr. Activity 1. Listen and repeat. Pay attention to the consonant blends. Kl, pl, gr, and pr.
Kl. Club. Clean. Class. Pl. Please. Place. Play. Gr. Green. Group. Ground. Pr. Practice. Present. Protect.
Track 13. Unit 2. Humans and the Environment.
Page 19. Language.
Pronunciation. Kl, pl, gr, and pr. Activity 2. Listen and practice saying the following sentences. 1.
The club members will clean up all the classrooms.
2.
We are pleased that we created an interesting plot for the school play.
3.
Our group will make the playground green again.
4.
The students are practicing their presentation on environmental protection.
Track 14. Unit 2. Humans and the Environment.
Page 24. Listening.
A green event. Activity 2. Listen to an announcement about a Go Green Weekend event and decide whether the following statements are true, T, or false, F.
Welcome to our club meeting. As you know, we are organizing a Go Green Weekend event next Sunday. Before presenting the event schedule, let me briefly tell you about the teams and activities. There will be three teams. Each team will take care of one specific task. The cleanup team will be responsible for cleaning the central park in our town. They will pick up rubbish, bottles, plastic bags, anything that's lying around. They will also water small trees and flowers in the park.
The donation team will collect used items from local people. Then they will have to sort and put them into the correct bags. This will make delivery much easier and will also help to reach the people who need these items. The media team will be responsible for reporting on the event. They will take photos of the activities during the event and post them on the club's website. They will also write a report which will summarize the results of the event and make suggestions for other club activities in the future.
Track 15. Unit 2. Humans and the Environment.
Page 24. Listening.
A green event.
Activity 3. Listen again and complete each gap in the table with one word from the recording.
Welcome to our club meeting. As you know, we are organizing a Go Green weekend event next Sunday. Before presenting the event schedule, let me briefly tell you about the teams and activities. There will be three teams. Each team will take care of one specific task. The cleanup team will be responsible for cleaning the central park in our town. They will pick up rubbish, bottles, plastic bags, anything that's lying around. They will also water small trees and flowers in the park. The donation team will collect used items from local people. Then they will have to sort and put them into the correct bags. This will make delivery much easier and will also help to reach the people who need these items. The media team will be responsible for reporting on the event. They will take photos of the activities during the event and post them on the club's website. They will also write a report which will summarize the results of the event and make suggestions for other club activities in the future.
Track 16. Unit 2. Humans and the Environment.
Page 25. Communication and Culture. CLIL.
Everyday English. Asking for and giving advice.
Activity 1. Listen and complete the conversation with the expressions in the box. Then practice it in pairs.
I was asked to give a presentation on climate change next week. What should I do, Mai?
You should search for information about the topic on the internet.
Should I also read books in the library?
That's a good idea. I advise you to collect information from different sources. Then you can decide what to include in the presentation.
Track 17. Unit 2. Humans and the Environment.
Page 26. Looking back.
Pronunciation. Listen and underline the words with the consonant blends. Cl, pl, gr, or pr. Then practice reading the sentences. 1.
The professor is proud of the results of our project.
2.
Grass is growing on the ground.
3.
Those toy planes are made of plastic.
4.
Click the button to become a member of the club.
Track 18. Unit 3. Music.
Page 28. Getting started.
A talented artist. Activity 1. Listen and read.
That pop singer looks great, Anne.
Yeah, he's a popular teen idol around the world now.
Really? You must be a fan of his.
Yep, I really love his music. He's a talented artist who can write music and play many musical instruments. He has received several awards, such as the Grammy, Billboard Music, and Teen Choice Awards.
Wow! Did he go to a music school?
No, he didn't, but he learnt to play the piano, drums, guitar and trumpet by himself. When he was a teenager, he performed at the local theatre in his hometown during the tourist season.
How did he become famous?
Well, when he was 12, his mother started to upload his cover song videos on social media. And the videos made him an online star within a couple of months.
Sounds amazing!
And his videos have reached more than 2 billion total views. Many fans say that his beautiful songs have helped bring more love into their lives.
Track 19, Unit 3, Music.
Page 29, Language. Pronunciation. Stress in two-syllable words. Activity 1. Listen and repeat. Pay attention to the stressed syllable in each word.
Stress on the first syllable.
Singer. Program. Common. Careful.
Stress on the second syllable.
Relax. Perform. Attract. Decide.
Track 20. Unit 3. Music.
Page 29. Language. Pronunciation. Stress in two-syllable words. Activity 2. Listen and mark the stressed syllables in the words in bold.
1.
She is a famous artist.
2.
I enjoy his songs about friendship.
3.
Their latest show received a lot of good comments.
Track 21. Unit 3. Music.
Page 33. Listening.
Enjoying music.
Activity 2. Listen to an interview about preparations for an international youth music festival. Tick the information that you hear in the recording.
Hi, this is Tam at the site of the second International Youth Music Festival. There are just 2 days to go before the festival opens on Sunday. As you can hear in the background, it's very busy here. I'm with Jack, one of the festival organisers. So, Jack, how's it all going?
Hi, we're very busy. We're still setting up the main stage and there's still a lot to do. But we want to get it ready by tomorrow so that the bands can start to practice.
I heard that there are some changes to the festival this year. Can you tell us about them?
Well, last year the festival was on the beach and it was free of charge. We didn't know it would be so popular and we had problems with overcrowding. This year, we have sold the tickets in advance so that we know how many people are coming. What's more important, we've decided to move the festival to this country park.
Why the country park? Isn't it a bit too far from the town centre?
Yeah, that's why we've chosen it. This location is better for everybody because...
Track 22. Unit 3. Music.
Page 33. Listening.
Enjoying music. Activity 3. Listen again and decide whether the following statements are true, T, or false, F.
Hi, this is Tam at the site of the second International Youth Music Festival. There are just 2 days to go before the festival opens on Sunday. As you can hear in the background, it's very busy here. I'm with Jack, one of the festival organisers. So, Jack, how's it all going?
Hi, we're very busy. We're still setting up the main stage and there's still a lot to do. But we want to get it ready by tomorrow so that the bands can start to practice.
I heard that there are some changes to the festival this year. Can you tell us about them?
Well, last year the festival was on the beach and it was free of charge. We didn't know it would be so popular and we had problems with overcrowding. This year, we have sold the tickets in advance so that we know how many people are coming. What's more important, we've decided to move the festival to this country park.
Why the country park? Isn't it a bit too far from the town centre?
Yeah, that's why we've chosen it. This location is better for everybody because...
Track 23, Unit 3, Music.
Page 34, Communication and Culture. Klil.
Everyday English. Making and responding to suggestions.
Activity 1. Listen and complete the following conversation with the expressions from the box. Then practice it in pairs.
Do you have any plans for this Saturday evening?
No, I don't. Shall we do something together?
Yes, I'd love to. How about going to a music show? Let me check the weekend programme at the Modern Arts Centre. Look at their website.
Wow! So many famous artists are going to perform there. This band looks so cool. Let's go to the Saturday show.
Sounds great.
Track 24, Unit 3, Music.
Page 36, Looking Back.
Pronunciation. Listen and mark the stressed syllables in the following words, then read them out.
Perform. Concert. Final. Singer. Famous. Enjoy.
Track 25. Review 1.
Page 38. Language.
Pronunciation.
Listen and write the words in the correct columns. Then practice saying the words.
Practice. Train. Brain. Green. Crash. Treat. Protect. Breakfast. Grow. Create. Tree. Product. Breadwinner. Great. Cream.
Track 26. Review 1.
Page 40. Skills.
Listening. Activity 1. Listen and choose the best title for the talk.
Elvis Presley was an American singer, musician, and actor born in 1935. His single, Heartbreak Hotel, released when he was 21, became a number one hit in the United States. Starting with the film Love Me Tender, Presley also made 31 films. His single of the same name sold more than a million copies even before the film was released. During his life, he received many awards, including 3 Grammys. Presley died of a heart attack at the age of 42. Many years after his death, Presley is still one of the best-selling singers of all time.
Track 27. Review 1.
Page 40. Skills.
Listening.
Activity 2. Listen again and fill in each gap in the quick facts with a number.
Elvis Presley was an American singer, musician and actor born in 1935. His single, Heartbreak Hotel, released when he was 21, became a number one hit in the United States. Starting with the film Love Me Tender, Presley also made 31 films. His single of the same name sold more than a million copies, even before the film was released. During his life, he received many awards, including 3 Grammys. Presley died of a heart attack at the age of 42. Many years after his death, Presley is still one of the best-selling singers of all time.
Track 28, Unit 4, For a Better Community.
Page 42, Getting Started.
Volunteering in the Community. Activity 1, Listen and Read.
Hi, Tam. I went to your house at 9 a.m, but you weren't there.
Oh, when you came, I was working as a volunteer at our local centre for community development.
Ah, I see. How did you become a volunteer there?
Just by chance. Last summer, while I was visiting the centre, I saw an advertisement for volunteers. I applied, and my application was successful.
I also want to be a volunteer. I find community work very interesting.
I agree. Community service not only benefits the local area, but can also boost our confidence and help us learn many useful skills.
What are the regular activities organised by the centre?
Oh, there are endless opportunities for getting involved. For example, you can join a local environmental group to clean up the park once a week, or volunteer at an orphanage.
Sounds good. How can I apply?
I'll email you the form. You just fill it in and send it in.
Thanks so much. I'm so excited about volunteering at the centre.
No problem. Good luck. Hope your application is successful and you enjoy the work.
Track 29, Unit 4, For a Better Community.
Page 43, Language.
Pronunciation. Stress in 2-syllable words with the same spelling. Activity 1. Listen to the sentences and circle the word with the stress you hear. 1.
The centre keeps a record of all donations.
2.
We will record the charity live show for those who can't watch it live.
3.
There was an increase in house prices last year.
4.
We want to increase students' interest in volunteering at the community centre.
5.
I got this present from a visitor to our centre.
6.
We need to help local businesses to export their products.
Track 30. Unit 4. For a Better Community.
Page 43. Language.
Pronunciation. Stress in 2-syllable words with the same spelling. Activity 2. Listen again and practice saying the sentences in 1. 1.
The centre keeps a record of all donations.
2.
We will record the charity live show for those who can't watch it live.
3.
There was an increase in house prices last year.
4.
We want to increase students' interest in volunteering at the community centre.
5.
I got this present from a visitor to our centre.
6.
We need to help local businesses to export their products.
Track 31. Unit 4. For a Better Community.
Page 47. Listening.
An announcement for volunteer positions. Activity 2. Listen to an announcement and choose the best answer to complete each sentence.
This is a public announcement by the City Centre for Community Development. We are a non-profit organisation that supports local people and communities. Thanks to many generous donations, we are building houses for poor people, organising job training courses for teenagers, helping lonely old people, and creating facilities such as children's playgrounds in the local area. To continue working on projects, we need more volunteers. We are looking for teenagers who are interested in community development work and have a couple of hours to spare at weekends. Once chosen, you will become a member of our local and national community development network. You will also be trained by our experienced volunteers. If you are interested in helping the community and want to meet teenagers with similar interests, please fill in the online application form. Remember to also send your application letter to us no later than the 1st of January. Don't miss this exciting opportunity. We look forward to hearing from you.
Track 32, Unit 4, For a Better Community.
Page 47, Listening.
An announcement for volunteer positions. Activity 3. Listen again and decide whether the following statements are true, T, or false, F.
This is a public announcement by the City Centre for Community Development. We are a non-profit organisation that supports local people and communities. Thanks to many generous donations, we are building houses for poor people, organising job training courses for teenagers, helping lonely old people, and creating facilities such as children's playgrounds in the local area. To continue working on projects, we need more volunteers. We are looking for teenagers who are interested in community development work and have a couple of hours to spare at weekends. Once chosen, you will become a member of our local and national community development network. You will also be trained by our experienced volunteers. If you are interested in helping the community and want to meet teenagers with similar interests, please fill in the online application form. Remember to also send your application letter to us no later than the 1st of January. Don't miss this exciting opportunity. We look forward to hearing from you.
Track 33, Unit 4, For a Better Community.
Page 49, Communication and Culture. CLIL.
Everyday English. Expressing Feelings.
Activity 1. Listen and complete the conversation with the words from the box. Then practice it in pairs.
Hi, Lan. You look very cheerful today. I heard you went on a volunteer trip to the mountains. How was it?
Great. I'm so happy and relaxed now, though at first I was confused. I didn't understand the purpose of the trip. I knew nothing about the place, so I also felt a little bit worried.
Oh, did you go there with other members of the volunteer club? Was everything okay?
Yes, we went as a team. The local people were so friendly and helpful. Now we are preparing for our next volunteer trip in the summer. I'm so excited about it.
Track 34, Unit 4, For a Better Community.
Page 50, Looking Back.
Pronunciation.
Listen and mark the stress syllables in the words in bold. Then practice saying the sentences.
1.
We hope that the number of volunteers will increase this year.
2.
When will you present your report about the volunteer project?
3.
I always keep a record of visitors' donations.
4.
We still import too many products that can be made in our country.
Track 35. Unit 5. Inventions.
Page 52. Getting started.
Inventions for Education. Activity 1. Listen and read.
Dad, I've saved some money since Tet Holiday. I think I'll buy something new for my studies.
Good idea, Fong. What do you want to buy?
I'm not sure. It's hard to choose between a smartphone and a laptop. They're both useful, and I've wanted either of them for a long time. What do you think, Dad?
Perhaps a laptop is a better choice. Since laptops were invented, they've allowed us to study better and work faster. They've completely changed our lives in the last 20 years.
That's true, Dad, but smartphones have also improved the way we work and study.
Really? I didn't know smartphones were suitable for learning.
Well, it's actually a lot of fun to learn with educational apps. It's also very convenient for learners to use them. Some of my classmates love using them on their smartphones. The apps allow them to communicate and learn at the same time.
I didn't know that. There have been so many valuable inventions. Perhaps you should ask your teacher. She may be able to help you decide.
Track 36. Unit 5. Inventions.
Page 53. Language.
Pronunciation. Stress in three-syllable nouns. Activity 1. Listen and repeat. Pay attention to the stressed syllable in each word.
Invention. Computer. Holiday. Century.
Track 37. Unit 5. Inventions.
Page 53. Language.
Pronunciation. Stress in three-syllable nouns. Activity 2. Connect all the words with the stress pattern to cross the river. Then, listen and check your answers. Practice saying these words in pairs.
Advantage. Invention. Computer. Tradition.
Track 38. Unit 5. Inventions.
Page 57. Listening.
Robo-vacuum. Activity 2. Listen to a conversation about robo-vacuum. Fill in each gap in the diagram below with one word.
Good morning, madam. Can I help you?
Yes, please. What is this device?
Well, that is the most helpful invention in the world. The robo-vacuum. A vacuum cleaner.
Thanks, but we already have a vacuum cleaner at home.
Well, it's not just any vacuum cleaner you've seen before. It's a smart robot and can do many things. Why don't you try this? First, place the vacuum cleaner on the floor.
Like this?
Yes. Second, press the clean button on the left if you want Robo Vacuum to clean the whole room. Or you can press the extra clean button on the right if you want to remove dirty stains.
What about this button under the name Robo Vacuum?
It's the start button. Press it to start or stop the device. Try it.
Wow! Amazing!
Using RoboVacuum is a wonderful way to clean your house. But avoid using it on wet floors or it won't run.
I see.
Don't use it for more than an hour either, or it will overheat and break down.
Okay.
Finally, you'll need to charge your RoboVacuum for 5 hours before you can use it.
5 hours?
Yes. And RoboVacuum will become your best helper in your house.
Track 39. Unit 5. Inventions.
Page 57. Listening.
Robo-vacuum. Activity 3. Listen again. Put a tick next to the correct way and a cross next to the wrong way to use robo-vacuum.
Good morning, madam. Can I help you?
Yes, please. What is this device?
Well, that is the most helpful invention in the world. The robo-vacuum. A vacuum cleaner.
Thanks, but we already have a vacuum cleaner at home.
Well, it's not just any vacuum cleaner you've seen before. It's a smart robot and can do many things. Why don't you try this? First, place the vacuum cleaner on the floor.
Like this?
Yes. Second, press the clean button on the left if you want robo-vacuum to clean the whole room. Or you can press the extra clean button on the right if you want to remove dirty stains.
What about this button under the name robo-vacuum?
It's the start button. Press it to start or stop the device. Try it.
Wow! Amazing!
Using robo-vacuum is a wonderful way to clean your house. But avoid using it on wet floors or it won't run.
I see.
Don't use it for more than an hour either, or it will overheat and break down.
Okay.
Finally, you'll need to charge your robo-vacuum for 5 hours before you can use it.
5 hours?
Yes. And robo-vacuum will become your best helper in your house.
Track 40. Unit 5. Inventions.
Page 58. Communication and Culture. CLIL.
Everyday English. Making and responding to requests. Activity 1. Listen and complete a conversation at a computer store with the expressions in the box. Then, practice it in pairs.
Hello, I'm looking for a laptop. Can you please recommend a good one to me?
Certainly, but can you let me know about your needs first?
Sure. I'm a student, so I'd like a cheap and light laptop.
Then I think this laptop is the best one for you. You can take a look at it. Feel free to ask me if you need further information.
Track 41. Review 2.
Page 62. Language.
Pronunciation.
Escape the maze by connecting all the words with stress on the first syllable. Follow the example. Then, listen to check your answers. Practice saying the words.
Increase. Memory. Present. Internet. Holiday. Benefit. Telephone. Charity.
Track 42. Review 2.
Page 64. Skills.
Listening. Activity 1. Listen and choose the best title for the talk.
Imagine living in a house where everything is controlled from a distance. The doors and windows open and close, not with keys, but with your voice commands. The lights turn on when you enter the room, and then turn off as you leave. The alarm rings when someone breaks into your house, and the police are immediately informed and on their way. You can even control your house temperature,
lights and devices from a mobile phone when you are far from home. That is what we call a smart home. And that's how technology can make our life at home more enjoyable and comfortable than ever.
Track 43. Review 2.
Page 64. Skills.
Listening. Activity 2. Listen again and fill in each blank with one word.
Imagine living in a house where everything is controlled from a distance. The doors and windows open and close, not with keys, but with your voice commands. The lights turn on when you enter the room, and then turn off as you leave. The alarm rings when someone breaks into your house, and the police are immediately informed and on their way. You can even control your house temperature, lights and devices from a mobile phone when you are far from home. That is what we call a smart home. And that's how technology can make our life at home more enjoyable and comfortable than ever. Thank you.